This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham's received national attention lately for its downtown revitalization and new multi-million dollar development projects. But less than a mile from Railroad Park, some Birmingham neighborhoods are overwhelmed by abandoned and dilapidated homes. The city is taking renewed interest in cleaning up blight, even allocating $6.5 million in the most recent budget to fight the problem. Today, Mary Scott Hodgen kicks off a series on inner-city blight and the city's plans to address it.
A small group gathers for a neighborhood meeting in North Titusville. From the front of the room, President John C. Harris stands tall and holds up a white yard sign.
So if you see this sign on your block, it's to let you know that your block is a priority.
Harris is talking about the city's plan to eliminate blight. It's a big issue in North Titusville. Almost every street is littered with burned out and empty homes. Harris has lived in Titusville his whole life. He's watched many residents just give up on the neighborhood and leave.
I chose to stay here, and I've been fighting a battle, you know, for years.
And as neighborhood president, he's not messing around. He keeps meticulous record of vacant homes and empty lots in North Titusville and regularly lobbies the city council to bring attention to the problem. Harris says these empty buildings are an eyesore, and they attract crime to the area.
We'd rather see a vacant lot than to see a house sit here where you got drug activities, prostitution, and then you end up finding in that house, the police found a guy and they had been there 2 days with a needle in his arm.
But the city's finally taking notice. John Cologne is the director of the Department of Community Development. He says change starts with the city getting rid of abandoned structures. Right now, Birmingham has over 16,000 deserted, tax-delinquent properties, and the number's growing. Cologne says the sheer magnitude of the problem is somewhat unique.
I think it's important to note that what we're attempting to do in Birmingham is unlike anything that's been done in the country. Impossible has never been a part of the discussion. We're saying we don't have a choice. Our city is under siege right now.
Birmingham Mayor William Bell agrees. He adds that up until recently, the city's options were limited.
We could condemn it and go in and tear the house down, but we couldn't do anything else with the property. The problem with doing those things is that it would be a recurring cost to the city if we have not come up with a plan long-term to deal with it.
The long-term plan for Birmingham is rooted in the Land Bank Authority. Land banking programs are used throughout the country, helping cities like Detroit, Chicago, and Seattle tackle years of blight. Birmingham's was approved in 2014 and is just kicking into high gear. Bell says it works like this.
We can take that property or that house, if it has not had the property tax paid on it in a five-year period of time, gain control over that property, and then put it back to a productive use.
Basically, the Land Bank Authority clears up property titles so they can be transferred to someone else. A central aspect is the side lot program. Empty lot or vacant house next door? The land bank can help you purchase it at a low cost.
Right now, we are more intent on trying to get homeowners and people interested in buying the properties and the side lots.
That's Hager Hill. He's chairman of the authority. Hill says their current mission is to let people know about this, and he says it couldn't have happened soon enough.
We are happy that we have this program, and we're going to do all we can to move it forward with the help of the city.
In North Titusville, John Harris says he's ready. From his records, there are more than 300 abandoned properties in his neighborhood alone. Last year, the city agreed to demolish 19 of them. Back at the neighborhood meeting, Harris starts to wrap it up. He tells everyone he's optimistic.
10 years from now, everything goes as it should. You will see a new and different Titusville.
He says that despite the fact that most of those 19 vacant homes are still standing. But Harris thinks the city means it this time and hopes 2016 will be the year he finally sees change. For WBHM, I'm Mary Scott Hodgen.
You can see pictures of the North Titusville neighborhood at our website, wbhm.org.